how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educated, they advocate.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Yes, and thank God it is Friday, as we say in the business. Friday evening, last show of the week, until next week. I'm here, despite my occasional problems and my difficulties and adversities in life. I am here, ladies and gentlemen, and so are you. There's a lot of things to talk about tonight, and we'll do some of that more in the second hour. But in the first hour, we have with us somebody who was with us once before, and she is Judy Andreas, judyandreas.com, and that's her website. And, of course, she is a very interesting individual, and I will say hello to her right now. Hello, Judy.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, how are you?
So much go on, huh?
One way or another, as they say. But this is not just showbiz. This is real talk radio.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important.
It's not entertaining only. I mean, it has to be a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But we get into mostly important things, you know, like the fall of Rome and things like that. You know?
But something current.
Right. Now, a lot of people probably don't remember when you came here, and that was several months ago. In fact, was it last year? I think it might have been the beginning of this year.
It's probably the beginning, because I met you through Stan Hess around, and I was on his show at the end of last year, around November 2nd.
Right.
So we probably connected by December.
Right.
Exactly.
Well,
sure.
Now, tell us a little bit, first of all, about yourself and what makes you such a controversial Jewish woman.
Yeah. Well, controversial.
I mean, you're like you're like a dead duck, right? You're in the middle of the road getting hit by traffic going
both sides.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Judy. I also get letters telling me I'm an angel, and when I get one of those, I take it seriously.
I know that. I get your emails, by the way.
Yeah. Because I was born of a conventional family. My father was a doctor, not the wealthy doctor of today, the doctor who made house calls. But if he hadn't been a doctor, he would have either been a math teacher. I think math teachers made about $2,000 a year in those days. Or he would have been a rabbi, strangely enough. But his mother died when he was 16. He saw her go through an excruciating death from esophageal cancer, and it inspired him to become a doctor. And he was one of these guys who had to work his way through medical school, waiting on tables. I don't even know if you can do that anymore. It's so expensive. But it's so strange, because I've learned so much since those days. And I never heard anything anti any other religion in my house. I never heard anything about, slurs in the holy books, but the rest of the family didn't follow him. My mother was a Zionist, but from what I understand a lot now, Zionist only meant basically that the Jews were entitled to a homeland. It didn't necessarily mean, support of what Israel is doing now in the world. My sister and I were both rebels, and she was 5 years older than I am, so she really paved the way, and she was great.
All right, here's the break. Stay tuned. I'm anxious to hear about how you and your sister may have gone the same or separate paths. All right, talk more when we come back. JudyAndreas.com, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll return in 3 minutes.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class. And the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back with Miss Judy, and I believe one of her slogans is J isn't always spelled with a Z. Is that something like that?
Yeah, well, Judaism does not begin with a Z.
Judaism.
Zionism does not begin with a J. I've tried to distinguish between Judaism and Zionism, and
yes,
there are a lot of
and there is a distinction to be made, too.
Well, Judaism is basically, there are a lot of Jewish people, actually, that are anti-Zionist.
Oh, of course.
And
you
wouldn't
know it by the media and those that are in control, but they exist.
And, in fact, I used to teach some piano students in the Orthodox community, not the Hasidim. Some people confuse them. The Hasidim don't believe in, you know, taking piano lessons and stuff like that. But and one of the women, I was very surprised, and she was a psychologist in one of the school systems, and she told me how they're very upset, and there's a big split in the Orthodox community. There are a lot of anti-Israeli types there, and, you know, she kind of agreed when I said it's a land grab, and that's kind of my definition. Zionism, I mean, they believe that the Jews are entitled to a homeland. Maybe so does everybody in that group, but and just to take it because it was promised in scriptures a couple of thousand years ago, whatever. And this is kind of really, it's diametrically opposed to the teachings of the holiest book of, you know, Jewish law, which would be the Torah. And they want greater Israel, which includes all of these other Arab states. And they had plans dating back past what most people know about the project of the American Century, but they had something even before that, where Netanyahu and Schultz and other people, and talked about how they were going to, one by one, they were going to take this land.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, so this is Zionism, and I just look at it as
right.
a very dangerous geopolitical movement.
Absolutely. But now let me get back to you and your sister now. Your mother was an ardent Zionist, in a sense. Your father was not, right?
Yeah, my father was, my mother I would have considered, I guess I would have, because she was an atheist, whereas my father was, he was religious, but he practiced in his own way. He went to what people would know as temple, but it was called shul, and he just, went by himself when he felt the need. And my sister and I, being rebels, didn't feel like getting up for Sunday school, so we slept, and we didn't really see the necessity of celebrating the holidays, so I became kind of a hippie in my day, and I'd go down to Greenwich Village, and even on Yom Kippur, which is considered the holiest day of the Jewish year, and it was horrifying to my mother, but we just never really, neither one of us identified with the religion. We both married.
And what about your sister now went a different path?
Totally. My sister has lived in England for many, many years. She married a British man who died of colon cancer subsequently, but she stayed there because the first day she got there, it was almost like she had returned home, and she loves it. And she really has no affiliation to religion, whereas my path was a little different. I tried a lot of religions, and I was even baptized in 1991. I had some experiences. We never were able to talk about Jesus in my family because my mother had these experiences as a child on Easter Sunday.
Well, which church did you get baptized?
Oh, well, politically, it's not too correct for me to say right now.
Well, I mean, it's
the evangelical church.
Okay, because it's not just one particular sect. That's why I say that, It could be any church.
Yeah, they were very objecting because the message was to spread the gospel first to the Jews and then the Gentiles. And so a Jewish person coming to church was like, way, I was kind of a celebrity.
Uh-huh.
And I went there because Eastern philosophy, I started reading about Jesus. And by that point, my mother was dead. And, I don't want to say anything, but if she was still alive, I don't know what that would have done to her. But, my father remarried after that. And I used to say, the things I'm learning about Jesus seem to be awfully nice, the things that I'm quoting, and nobody seemed to know much about him. It was like a kind of a verboten topic. But then through the reading, Eastern philosophy, the book, The Gospel According to Vedanta, I started, questioning things, and after a few experiences, there I was in a church. And I was baptized, my youngest son. We both had full water baptisms.
And how many years ago was this?
This is 1991.
All right. So it's not that long ago.
I didn't become an abbot. I did go to church for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then I kind of stopped. And then I went to another church. And then I stopped. And I never really stopped my relationship, though. And we were always told in the evangelical church that it's not a religion, it's a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
So you had quite a, tumultuous growing up, and you were this rebellious person all your life, basically. Mm-hmm. Are you tamed somewhat now, or are you still rebellious?
Well, I still am rebellious, according to my essays, because...
Yeah. I got one right here that you sent me.
I'm open-minded to a fault, some people would say. And when I started learning certain things, historical things that were diametrically opposed to anything I'd ever learned in school or maybe that I heard spoken amongst my brethren,
mm-hmm.
I didn't cringe or scream or say that's horrible. I always wanted to know the truth because, the truth shall set you free. So I wanted to hear both sides, and I never fought with people, or mm-hmm. even when I've been name-called, I still mm-hmm. never approach it on that level because I feel that only perpetuates the war and the hostility. And if I can't do it on a personal level, why would I be standing up there and saying we shouldn't be fighting in Iraq if I can't even get along with my immediate family?
Right, right. Good point. And you feel that on these issues today, like Iraq, that we have been led down the primrose path to bloodshed, violence, and destruction. And look at these mosques now, this internecine warfare. And I don't doubt that much of that is internecine warfare, revenge, killings. There may be some Mossad killings in there, too, from what we're told. But it doesn't matter who's doing the killing now. The fact is, George Bush opened up the Pandora's box, and he knew that. I mean, he'd have to be dumber than what we think he is for him to make us think that he didn't know and his advisors didn't know and all of those neocons didn't know that when you've got a nation that's held together with the glue of a dictatorship because of warring factions, that once that dictatorship is gone and an occupation is there, that occupying force is going to be caught right in the middle of an unleashed warfare between these groups, ethnic rivalries.
Yeah.
It's happened elsewhere, Europe, all over.
And it's interesting how you talk about it has to be dumb, but you start to wonder about the populace because we believe such bizarre things.
Now, wait a minute. Are you going to tell us that we're not the most intelligent people on the face of the earth? Don't our test scores prove that? All right, Judy, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Be my guest. I mean, I'm your guest.
We already have a caller, but that's all right. We'll get to him in a little while. You stay where you are.
Okay.
But go ahead, Judy. Continue. Continue. I'm intrigued by what you say. Go ahead.
Well, my essay career started not that long ago. It was September 2004. I had gone to a lecture in the city. Actually, it was a series of people, Dave Von Kleist and Christopher Bolin, and it was sponsored by Jimmy Walters, and it was about confronting the evidence of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I came out of there, and I was like, my head was spinning.
Yeah.
And I was just moved to write an essay, and I sent it to some sites, and lo and behold, I saw it in print, you know. And I started a whole new incarnation.
Now, where did you see it in print? Because I'd like to know.
Well, it was in Rents. It got on Rents.
Oh, Rents, yeah.
And this was before I even became one of his regular columnists.
I don't think I read it in the New York Times, though.
Yeah, that'll be. Would you please call me if you ever see it in the New York Times?
Oh, I will. I'll jump out of bed to do that in the middle of the night.
I'll probably be swimming with the fishes.
There you go.
So I started seeing it on all these websites, and I got all excited, and then I started having, like, more and more inspirations, and I was working as a caseworker for social services at the time, and I'd get my inspirations in the morning, and I'd say, I don't want to go to work, I want to, because there was so much that's a whole different night of stories, but there was a lot of things I was seeing in social services that were disturbing to me. And so I finally took an early retirement in December, and I kept writing. And then one man who lives in Canada said to me, why don't you put your essays in a book form? And I said, I don't know how to do that. I'm lucky that I can print and, you know, cook my mouth. So he helped me. He helped me do PDF file.
Yeah, some Judaisms, huh?
Yes, and that's when Judaism through the eyes of essayist Judy Andreas was born.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really exciting trip. I never think I'm going to write another essay. I never think another inspiration is going to come. And then one does. So I'm happy. I feel like I'm doing a little something. Maybe it's a small step. But
and you certainly are doing some good deeds. And as you know, no good deed goes unpunished by some people or unrewarded by others. So when we come back during the hour, you can tell us about some of the interesting controversies, mail, feedback you've gotten and so forth. And then in between, we'll take a call or two. 800-313-9443, toll free. Judy Andreas, our guest. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are back with Judy Andreas. I guess, Judy, did you say you just got married again? Or?
Yes, I did.
You told me that when we spoke a few days ago.
Yes.
Now, you were out in Idaho last week or a week before, right?
Yes, and is that that's where, you... where I got married.
Uh-huh.
Somebody you know very well.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
would
Stan?
You like his name?
Not Stan.
Stan Hess.
Really?
Yes.
Well, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Well, that is amazing, because we've had Stan Hess on the show, I guess months and months ago. Last year was the last time, but he's also helped book some good guests for us, and he's part of the nationalist patriotic movement in Idaho, and that's great. That's wonderful for you.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
And I was on his show. It was the strangest thing is he had seen me on Hesham Talawi's show. And I was.
I saw that.
Yeah, I was put on the same night as David Duke, and
my.
I didn't know very much about David Duke except for what I had heard and read. And I had people saying to me, even people from the alternative movement, saying, "Oh, don't do that! It's going to ruin your career, and you're going to be painted that way." And I said, "You know, this is not my style. I don't listen to what somebody else says about somebody. I want to find out for myself." So I went on, and I guess Stan was kind of surprised and thought, well, this is a courageous Jewish woman. And so he decided to have me on the European American Hour, and then he really liked my book. And one thing led to another, and then we seemed to get more and more friendly, and I went out there, and here I am. So ultimately, I'll be moving to Idaho. It's very beautiful out in Idaho, Montana. It's glorious. And I've spent my whole life in the Northeast, and just at this point, I feel it's overpopulated and overly expensive.
Certainly is. No question about that, Judy.
So
let's see if we can take a call here and there, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that. 800-313-9443. Got a question, a comment about Judy and her experiences as a Jew and how she feels now, what she's doing now, and how do you feel about her views? And you might want to ask her what she thinks about certain issues. She'll give you a straight answer. And let's start off now by going to Jeff in Massachusetts. Hello, Jeff.
Oh, good evening. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Now, Judith, I definitely agree with you about the Northeast being overpopulated and expensive. So I agree with you on that one. And my subject tonight is foreign aid, because, you see, our deficit is at $8 to $9 trillion. Can you imagine having to stack that much money and see how high it goes and how wide it goes?
No, just put it on a card and it won't even occupy a centimeter.
Yeah, most people do anyway, right? Just charge
it. Right. You don't have to fill a vault anymore.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Jeff. You live in Massachusetts, so you know what it's like to live in this area and be taxed and overpopulated and so on and so forth. But you're going to ask a question about foreign aid.
Well, actually, it's more of a comment, which is if you do a real study of American history, this country before the 20th century, we never used to have that much foreign aid to other countries. We were pretty much an isolationist country. We just kept to ourselves,
right?
And sealed our borders. It's pay as you go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I talked to older people,
and it worked. By the way, it worked.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, and I talked to even older people who lived in this country. And you know what? I always like to hear the wisdom from older people, because they believe in terms of black and white. These people in office are absolute traitors, and we should not be giving foreign aid to anybody. Because it's un-American. It's not anti-Semitic to say we should not be giving aid to Israel. We should not be giving aid to anybody.
You look at also, I have heard a figure quoted. I can't be sure of any of the figures that I'm going to quote, but I heard something like $15 million a day, because first I heard it in billions, and I can't conceive of billions. It's hard enough to figure out what a million is. And so you think of $15 million a day going to Israel. You think of what is our debt now, would you say?
Well, the debt ceiling was raised to over $8.1 trillion.
Yeah, and I also heard...
That's just the national debt, by the way.
Yes, and I heard a very interesting thing on a show that the slush fund of the Illuminati is $65 trillion. So,
wow.
So that's pretty sick, you know.
It is. Judith, you're absolutely right about that. And let me add to another fact, which is I hate my government doing something on behalf of me. Wouldn't it be better if we reduced the size of government so people wanted to send money to wherever they wanted to go to? They can do it without the filters of bureaucracy, the filters of kickbacks, the filters of corruption. Because, you see, in the study of foreign aid, the money doesn't even get to the people anyways. It goes into the pockets of tin pot dictators and their toad cronies.
Yeah, I was having this discussion earlier, not that long ago, actually, before I came on the air, just about all the, say, the money that would go into the education system in the New York City school system, and how it never really even gets there. It goes to different programs. It goes to different groups. It goes to, you know, to people that are putting it in their pockets. And meanwhile, the kids...
Very true.
And the school system stinks.
We got a break. Jeff, you all set?
Oh, yeah, I'm all set.
Thank you for your contribution.
You.
All right, Judy, you stay right where you are. Judy Andreas. We'll be back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. I want to invite you to visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.com or simply click on the banner at rbnlive.com. Getting timely information on critical financial and political news has never been more important. By starting your day with a visit to the site, it will preserve that promise we make to liberty about being ever vigilant. Speaking of which, those who were vigilant about gold and silver this time last year were well rewarded. We also invite you to sign up to our free weekly newsletter and receive special offers from Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who don't have internet access, just give Republic Trading Group a call and speak to either Jeff Bennett or myself, and we'll be happy to arrange the snail mail alternative. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, for Bob. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams on. Ouch.
Well, thank you very much. We're back with Judy Andreas, and I just wanted to pick up, Judy, on something Jeff was saying about foreign aid and the whole concept, and we shouldn't be giving anybody. And first of all, what do we have that we can give? We don't have any money to give. When we're in debt, we do not have anything to give. And it's just that simple. You see, we've thrown logic out the window, just like we did years ago with this concept under the Nixon administration called revenue sharing. Well, there was no revenue to share.
Yeah.
I mean, because the budget had been out of balance and it was running high deficits then, and you don't have money in the Treasury, so you can't share something you don't have. But people can easily be led to believe nonsensical ideas like that just simply by the media telling them so.
Yeah, and when you're printing worthless paper and it's looking like money.
It is unreal. It is the biggest sham in history is this Federal Reserve note.
It's just
mind-boggling.
It's just been a downhill slope. And the scary part, and we kind of touched on it earlier also, is the fact that the people are so unaware. And when this, it's got to come crumbling down.
It has to implode or explode, one or the other. And
We're on borrowed time.
Well, we
are going to be in for a shock.
Yep.
Because to them it looks like business as usual. We have a prosperous country. We're wonderfully prosperous. Meanwhile, Dell is selling off, the New World Order is selling off America. Dell is going to hire 15,000 people in India, and Walmart is going to hire 150,000 people in China. And General Motors, what are they, practically belly up or something? They made a $2 billion accounting error.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, how do you make a $2 billion accounting error? It's just like when the Pentagon says they lose $3 trillion. How do you misplace this kind of money?
Yeah.
And why doesn't it bother anybody?
Uh-huh.
We're complicit.
We are. We're part of the problem. Last night, by the way, we had Jeff Bennett on, and Jeff Bennett does Republic Trading, and he made an offer on my program, the Rick Adams 50-to-1 offer, and he said he was up. He let me know today by mail, email, or by phone mail, actually, both, that he was just sold out by this morning. Everything that he had in reserve was gone, the whole package, and that is an enormous amount of money. So we were reaching a ton of people, and a ton of people obviously decided to invest now while the getting's good. And that is good because it helps them, it helps everyone, it helps RBN. So we can continue to pay the shortwave bills and be on all of these wonderful stations. I just wanted to mention that, and that's great. And,
that's great, yeah.
He's going to have to get some more silver.
Yeah.
Of course, he has, you know, he can deal with gold right now, but that particular silver offer, as he said, that just went so fast he was shocked. So, again, now, Judy, let me get back to the main subject about how you are really caught in the crossfire here, because I know you have a number of friends on all sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
And many of your friends, maybe they're former friends now, I don't know, have some of them ostracized you because you have not been the, quote, quintessential Jew?
Yeah, well, I haven't been the quintessential Jew for a long time because the baptism kind of doesn't fit in with the picture.
But what about people you hadn't seen in 20, 30 years, maybe?
But even more recently than that, I have a friend. She's not even Jewish. I had a friend, I should say. And and he just made this really racist comment about Muslims, and I got upset, and I kind of get upset in a gentle fashion, but I say I really resent that, and that's pure propaganda. And I started talking, and she's going, "Oh, you and your ilk." And she, you know, really started getting offensive. And I gave her, it sounds like I'm doing a big thing, but I had been friendly with her for a while, so I tried to prolong the friendship, and it just didn't work because she said, "You know, I liked you a lot better before you got into politics." Her idea of a friendship was maybe talking about men or relationships or things like that, and that's no longer my idea of what I crave, some more intellectual stimulation than that. So so I have lost friends. I had a little kind of a strange thing happen with my daughter. My daughter is married to a man who lived in Israel for a while, and he's pretty much of a Zionist.
Mm-hmm.
And she, was really surprised when I came back from Idaho married. And she was a little surprised at some of my husband's views. And we had a conference call, and there was a lot of, for a while it looked like it wasn't going very well.
Uh-huh.
But tonight I found out that she had communicated, and even though they're kind of agreeing to disagree, which and sometimes is the best that I can hope for. And when I'm talking to people who write me horrible things or on either side or just have like a stereotypical dislike for Jews or something, I never fight back in the way that some people fight back. Well, you know, whatever. I was called recently. I was on a news group, and I saw myself being referred to, or not me, but say Jewish people being referred to as two-legged garbage, and that was painful. And it would have been painful if I had heard any group of people being called that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I will just leave. I'll unsubscribe. But I was asked by the host not to. And so I wrote a letter to this man, and I I wrote a compassionate letter wondering what caused him to feel this way. Had he been mistreated? You know, what I wanted to get to the bottom of this kind of hatred, as opposed to join him at that level.
Yeah, right,
because
right.
That then I just become another hateful person, and that's kind of been my mission at this point. This
you were really acting really out of the spirit of Christianity at that
point. Yeah, and you know what I say all the time, you know. Because when I went to church, and yeah, of course you see hypocrisy everywhere, but to me, Jesus' message is extremely important. And there are quotes that go through my head all the time. And I want to live the message. And that's what's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you do it, the easier it gets, because it just becomes a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, also, you haven't asked me this, and I wanted to say that while I was out in Idaho, Stan and I went on a show that this professor has in Spokane, and it's called Diversity Works, but it's basically courageous conversations to build caring communities. And he has disparate people on who tell their what he calls sacred stories, and the people respect one another, so he may have somebody talking about European American issues and somebody talking about black, you know, African American issues with respect and with understanding. And I found that it was just a wonderful thing occurred. You know, it wasn't a crossfire or any of these contrived things that they do on mainstream where people are out yelling each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was people listening to each other and trying to walk in each other's shoes.
Yes.
And I said, you know, this is the hope for us. If we can all start hearing one another, not necessarily converting somebody else to our point of view, but respecting another person's experience. And maybe we can all live on the planet. Maybe we can all live on the planet with mutual respect and dignity and get out of this greed and manipulation and power struggle that we seem to be caught in that's killing us.
Well, you know, if people live by the golden rule, we would have golden pastures of plenty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we wouldn't have the problems, many of them anyway, that we have today. In terms of the violence we're seeing now, the unhappiness, the disarray everywhere, the depression, the people are just not happy today. And the reason they're not happy is because the glue that holds them together, their family unit, has been taken apart. And they have been demoralized, if you will. And you know a lot about, you know, we don't have to push it, but the Talmudic demoralization of our society today that we're witnessing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wrote an article.
The pornography and the filth in Hollywood and the trash and the nominations, you know, of these so-called Academy Award nominated films that are, I mean, give me a break, you know.
you mean you didn't see Brokeback Mountain?
No, and I didn't break my back to see it, no. I mean, but it's just typical when you think of the work of Mel Gibson and the work of some of the others this year that came out with some decent films, and, of course, Narnia and others. And you know this crowd is demoralizing America, and they know they're doing it. They're doing it intentionally, and they're profiting from it. You see that, and it really rubs you the wrong way. It does me anyway, and I know it does you, Judy.
It does. I wrote one article where I talked about the Talmud only because I was very surprised, having had a father who studied the Talmud, I never knew about the racist part of the Talmud.
Not to be confused with the Torah now, but
not
the Talmud.
To be confused, but obviously there are people who, and I was trying to bring this across because I was definitely one of them. If I didn't start an internet life, I never would have known this. And I asked people, I even asked a man who was almost converted because he was going to marry a Jewish woman, were you exposed to this kind of stuff? So obviously there are people that don't get exposed. The Talmud is a huge work. It's many, many conversations, I understand, because I have not looked at it. And so
you can purchase it for $1,800
on
the Internet.
I was once wondering what to do with that 1800.
Yeah, there you go.
So I was going to send it to you, actually.
I won't refuse that.
No, you won't.
Flattery and bribery will get you everywhere. No, but seriously, though, you know, it is amazing what you learn when, as you say, you try to be objective enough to do your own research and don't take somebody else's word. And I know I can't do everything myself. I don't have the time to do everything. None of us does. But at least in an area where we try to concentrate and speak, you know, we should try to be conversant, try to look at the evidence. Now, being in the talk show business, it's pretty tough for anybody to claim that they are proficient in everything. I certainly don't. And I know no one can, because there's tons. I mean, when you consider the millions of websites, the billions of information out there, no one can know everything, and no one can really even know a lot or all about every subject, because there's so much to know.
All we
can do is the best we can.
There's so many good sites, and my eyes just don't hold up sitting and reading a computer screen and all these articles and really trying to
follow them.
Tell me about it, Judy. I know it's much worse for you. I don't know. I really admire a person like yourself who has a show every night. And you really
every weeknight, anyway.
Yeah,
they have the weekends off.
They probably go very quickly. But you still, I'm sure, you have to keep abreast of things, because if somebody says, "Well, what do you think the elections in Israel?" You say, "Oh, what elections in Israel?" It doesn't fly. I could probably get away with it a lot easier. But, you know, so it's tough. And I don't know. I was encouraged, and maybe. I want to be encouraged. But when somebody like Charlie Sheen comes out and starts talking about 9/11, or, you know, somebody from Hollywood, Ed Asner, whoever the person is, left, right, or indifferent, you know, and I start to think, well, you know, maybe there will be an awakening. Mm-hmm. Maybe we won't know exactly who or what or why, but if people start finding out that this really was an inside job, I mean, won't there be incredible amount of anger? The anger that they've transferred over to the Arabs, well, they killed 3,000 of our people. What if they find out it was our government that killed 3,000 of our people?
Well, that's why, you know, they move ahead with these trials and these false confessions, like Zacharias Moussaoui. They drug people, they give them a mental disorder, a manic depressant. You know, you can do so much with somebody who's imprisoned and being manipulated for 3.5 years. It's just amazing. But again, if you tell the average American, wait a minute now, you mean to say you believe everything the government says? Well, yeah, look, the guy confessed. I mean, if he confessed, then it must have been an al-Qaeda plot, no?
Yeah, I mean,
that's why they know that in the eyes of the public, they can continue to use that propaganda to defeat any objective research into this.
Yeah, if they can put a videotape of an Osama bin Laden, who Central Casting could have done better when they sent over sort of a pudgy, dark-skinned Osama that didn't look anything like the other one to confess. I mean, can't they do better with their doubles? When they can put a passport lying in a pristine condition amongst this terrible rubble from the fall of the Trade Center, and people think, oh my, you know, look at that. Mohammed Atta, whatever, dropped his passport. Mm-hmm. It must have been him. You know, it's like, there's no limit to what people will believe.
And it would be one thing if this government of ours were stellar and perfect and had a great track record of being honest itself. But here, this administration, perhaps more overtly than any other I can think of in recent memory, has shown that it cannot be trusted in any area. It manipulates the truth. It tortures people. It lies. It deceives. It lied us into war. It lied us into so-called Medicare reform. It lied about the budget figures. If it lies about everything and does dishonest and unconstitutional things, why would you find it hard to believe that they could possibly have been heavily involved in the planning and cover-up of 9/11?
Yeah, well, I'm only hoping that now that people, that maybe have people listen to people in Hollywood, because I don't know why, they have more cred than other people.
Well, you know, within certain circles, but, you know, any old port in a storm is what some people figure. But, you know, it's fine. If people will wake up to what's going on and understand what's going on better, then we might have a chance to get things straightened out. But that's the hope, you know. But I've been doing so much talking because I know you're only here for the first hour. You have other commitments, and I do too. And we've hogged all the time. We really haven't pushed phone calls. But let me do that now, okay? If anyone would like to jump on the line now, now's the time to talk to Judy Andreas. You hear her. You can talk to her. Question or answer. Be honest. Be forthright. Don't be shy. Call in right now while there's time, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams. We'll be back.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Time does fly, and hey, when you're having fun and you're still being very serious, it's a way that makes time go by fast. And JudyAndreas.com, that's the way people can get to your website, right, Judy?
Yeah.
And they can communicate with you. And I know last time you were on, you got a ton of emails, so I know you're going to get more tonight. But let's go to the phone. Say hello to John in New York. Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Good evening, Judy.
It's kind of got my attention here. Very rarely do you have Jewish people. I grew up in the Bronx, New York, and there's plenty of Jewish people there when I grew up, and still are.
Yeah.
But rarely do you have Jewish people come out and really be forthright and honest about their participation and their role in this country. And for a group of people that's only 2.5% or 3% of the population, the unbelievable influence that they exhibit, and they control our Congress, I mean, it's outrageous. And I have many Jewish friends, and they're just great people. But at the upper levels, these neocons, Faith and Scooter Libby and all these other people, Paul Wolfowitz, they got us into a war over there in Iraq. And basically, it's serving Israel's interests, not ours.
Yeah. Well, it is rare. And, I was reading an article by Dr. Macau about how the Illuminati...
Henry Macau, yes.
And there is this big split, but it's been such an effective hoax that's been perpetrated on the rank-and-file Jew. They're brainwashed and afraid.
But the regular Jew doesn't know anything about it.
Doesn't. And if you start to try to inform, what you get is... are you anti-Semitic?
Right away.
So I thought that maybe my mission was to help open Jewish eyes, but I noticed that when I started to talk to people, don't go there. Oh, don't say that. And even non-Jewish people, I once said something to this guy that was a professor of mine. We were having coffee, and he said, if I knew that you weren't Jewish, I would get up and leave this table. I could not believe the reactions. And a lot of Jewish people, they used to call it Jewish paranoia, maybe they still do. They're just afraid that...
That's the key. What are people afraid of? Why are they afraid
another Holocaust the way they've learned the official story.
Abe Foxman says. It's coming. We can see the ovens opening now all over the country. Just send
he's
money, though.
The ovens. That's why.
It's nothing that money can't help cure, though.
Well, there's a lot of quotes from Jewish people that say they keep anti-Semitism alive. So they do. And there's been a lot of false flags where Jewish people have been caught in all different countries, of course, when they were trying to get the Jews into Palestine, putting the swastikas on their own temples and things to scare the people.
Right, right.
So,
okay, John, we got to move along for time. Thank you, John.
Good evening.
And,
thank you.
Erin in Austin, hi, you're on the program quickly.
Hey, I had a couple of questions. One of them was I have a lot of friends that were born Christian that are turning to the Jewish faith. And I would be curious to know, I kind of caught part of your show, how you came to know Christ. And, how would you talk to your Jewish friends about Christ?
Wow.
I just find that to be real unusual, and because I see it happening a lot. I mean, I have friends that were born Catholic, and they're going Jewish.
Okay, two good questions. Why don't you just hang up and let her respond, because we're almost out of time.
Surprises me. I don't know anybody who's converted to Judaism unless they've married somebody of the Jewish faith, and very often Jews are very strict about that. I had a mystical experience.
Well, I'll tell you what. Can you hang on just for the next 5 minutes?
Of course.
We'll do 5 more minutes and let you run, all right?
Thanks.
And we'll do that with Judy Andreas, because time just has a way of getting by. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned for the second hour.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.